This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Another week, another exploding GOP presidential candidate. Herman Cain, it turns out, may not have been the best host when he was the head of the National Restaurant Association. Allegations of harassment? Disable Cain on this Tuesday, November 1st. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We're going to see if it's a free fall for Herman Cain and talk over the allegations with Ron Christie and Todd Zwillick. Also, can Metallica and Lou Reed make beautiful music together? And the fall of Gaddafi, an old story in the history of dictators?
You can give us your views on any story that you hear at 877-8-MY-TAKE, but let's start off with some headlines this morning. European markets are taking a dive after last night's announcement from the Greek prime minister that he's calling for a nationwide vote on the European bailout plan. That gives the people of Greece a say on an economic package that was agreed to last week by European leaders after months of negotiations. That move also threatens to bring down the current government in Greece. Opposition parties demanded early elections this morning. There's also concern that the vote on the bailout would likely take place in January, which would create months of uncertainty for the markets, and we know how markets love uncertainty. The head of the Athens Chamber of Commerce, Konstantin Mikolos, called the decision irresponsible.
The statement came out completely out of the blue and had not been communicated to any of the political leaders in the EU, which in my mind points to gross political irresponsibility or even flippancy.
If Greek voters reject the unpopular bailout plan, that could result in a hard default. It could also increase the risk of contagion in Italy and Spain. President Obama heads off to an economic summit in France later this week.
As expected, MF Global, a trading firm led by former New Jersey Governor John Corzine, filed for bankruptcy yesterday after federal regulators discovered that hundreds of millions of dollars in customer money had gone missing in recent days. And all of that was in preparation for a sale which never took place, hence the bankruptcy filing. It's the first American financial institution, MF Global is, to fall victim to Europe's debt crisis. No surprises expected when the Federal Reserve begins a two-day meeting today. A few expect any bold new steps to be announced, such as an increase in interest rates or something like a quantitative easing. And the U.S. have cut off tens of millions of dollars in funding to UNESCO, the United Nations cultural and scientific body, after it voted to admit the Palestinians as a full member.
A Syrian official and witnesses say Syrian security forces are planting landmines along the border with Lebanon. Here in the U.S., almost 2 million people are still without electricity in parts of the Northeast after a weekend snowstorm.
2,000 federal prisoners will be eligible for release today because of changes in the way sentences for crack cocaine are now calculated. A law was passed last year that ends the practice of harsher sentences for crack compared to powder cocaine. Officials say about 12,000 inmates could eventually be affected and released. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain has conflicting responses to allegations of sexual harassment in the 1990s. Cain has denied harassing anyone, but later described one of the incidents and admitted there was some sort of settlement. If you had 72 days in the office pool, you are a winner. Reality TV star Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce just 72 days after marrying basketball player Chris Humphries. Irreconcilable differences. Excuse me? After 72 days, irreconcilable differences?
That you didn't know 72 days ago?
Or what did you notice? The wedding cost a reported $10 million, which adds up to about $138,000 for each day of the marriage.
Well, that
which
means
could
they're paying the bills longer than the marriage.
You could reconcile a lot of differences with $138,000 for each day of marriage. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,955. The S&P opens at 1,253, and the Nasdaq begins trading at 2,684. Coming up this hour, the story of an American suspected as a terrorist for years by federal agents. His solution to stop being monitored by the feds? Doing surveillance on himself and then giving authorities access to it. His story, bizarre story, later this hour. And they're definitely not the Captain and Tennille. Captain and Tennille. Please, somebody trying to date me? The new collaborative album by Lou Reed and Metallica. You just heard it there. It hits the shelves today. We'll get a review in 15 minutes. But first, allegations of sexual harassment by Herman Cain. How they could upend the GOP race for president. More in just a moment.
So that's not a version of Muskrat Love?
Yeah, right. Right. I'd love Metallica to do Captain and Tennille covers, though. That'd be great. I'd buy that.